All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well then, the folks at MKR Workshops have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, through 19 games this year, the Boston Red Sox are just 6-13. The Red Sox are already 8.5 games out of first place in the American League East, while they are claiming their spot as the worst team in the division. Now, this is a far cry for the Red Sox from last year's team when they ran roughshod over everybody. Boston won 108 games in the regular season before they would attain more success in October in claiming another World Series championship. Now, the season got off on the wrong foot for Boston as they began this campaign with an 11-game West Coast trip. They lost 3 out of 4 versus a Seattle Mariners team that was playing out of this world at the time. They then lost 3 out of 4 to the Oakland Athletics, and then they followed that up by losing 2 out of 3 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Since then, the Red Sox have been able to win a couple of games, never winning more than 2 games in a row, and they've yet to win a series this season. One of the big problems for Boston is their starting pitching. Right now, the Red Sox team earned run average of 6.01 is 14th in the American League. And if you look at their big arms in that rotation, starting with starting pitcher Chris Sale, who is 0-4 on the season with an earned run average of 8.50. Now, quality starting pitching was a big-time factor for the Red Sox last season. They have yet to get it going. Their lineup has struggled, but really the big thing about it is their lack of starting pitching right now, the quality starting pitching that they're getting right now, which has been the issue. I guarantee you the Red Sox are going to try to make some moves. They're not going to sit back or sit on their thumbs, so to say, and allow this to continue. At some point, I think they're going to make a run at starting pitcher Dallas Keuchel and or relief pitcher Craig Kimbrell. The Red Sox already know what Craig Kimbrell can do. He was their closer last year when they won the World Series. You look at Dallas Keuchel, the former Houston Astros starting pitcher and the former Cy Young winner in the American League. This guy knows what to do in October. He helped the Astros win a World Series a few years ago. And after looking for a long-term deal that he never got during the offseason, he's now open to taking a one-year deal. And I could see the Red Sox, you know, forking up $15 or $20 million just to get him to Boston for one season to help remedy this situation. But you look at this upcoming schedule for the Red Sox. They're on the road this weekend for 3 with the first place Tampa Bay Rays. And then after that, they finally get their chance to get their feet set at home as they have a lengthy homestand. 4 games with the Detroit Tigers, 3 with Tampa Bay, and then 3 with the Oakland Athletics before they're back on the road for 4 with the Chicago White Sox and 4 with the Baltimore Orioles. I think the next 5 or 6 weeks are going to be telling for this team. If the Red Sox can find a way to get to the 500 mark by the middle of May, and then they could try to get something going, I think they're in a good position. And the reason is, it's still early. I understand that. It's April, and they're not playing good baseball. The Tampa Bay Rays are not going to continuously play in the fashion that they are right now. The team that the Red Sox need to focus on are the New York Yankees. Now, the Red Sox just lost 2 games this week to the Yankees on the road. But it's a situation, they're only 3 games behind the Yankees. The Yankees, they're not playing great baseball themselves. They're 8-9 coming into play today, and they are on the verge of losing at home to the Kansas City Royals tonight. So it's a situation, if you were Boston, you just want to try to keep the Yankees in, you know, in your like in your close proximity so they don't get too far ahead of you. But with that said, they got to get going. The Red Sox have to play better baseball. that sense of urgency that we saw all season long in 2018 simply is not there right now. It could be part of a World Series hangover, but the bottom line is what you did last year in 2018 really doesn't mean a thing in 2019 because everybody's gunning for you. The Red Sox know this. They've got to try to, you know, just get over the hump and start piecing things together. And I think at some point it will come together. And believe it or believe me, that manager Alex Cora, as well as their president of general baseball operations and Dave Dombrowski, we'll find a way to get this turned around. The 25 men in that clubhouse will get find a way to get this turned around. And this slow start, I do not think, will be indicative of how things finish for the Boston Red Sox here in 2019. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.